I heard one more chime. If you'd like to put in there and state your name, please do so.
Good morning and praise God, family. This is LaShawn in Delaware.
Good morning, LaShawn. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you on this trust in the Lord Jesus to give you all the praise, honor, and glory. Father, we thank and praise you for who you are, for being God, Lord. We thank you that you are a restorer. You are our friend. You are our Savior. You are our comforter, our protector. You are everything to us. You are the great I am. And whatever we need you to be, Father, we know that that's what you are. That's who you are in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you that we can come together this morning, on this Tuesday morning, Lord, to seek you, because you told us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto us. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for those things. We thank you for your precious promises, because we know, Lord, that we are blessed to be a blessing, and we will share and spread the word and do whatever we need to do to increase someone else's life. Father, we thank and praise you for this TMC. We thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who stepped out on faith to put together this call. And that's why, Lord, we can still say after almost 2 years, we are still here today. Father, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family. Father, now we just ask that you will bless each and every one of them. Father, that you will order their footsteps, be that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path, and that you will increase their territory in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank and praise you for each and every caller who is on this call this morning, that the word that is spoken, oh, Lord, will refresh, will renew and nourish our souls, oh, God. There will be a rhema word, oh, Lord, that we will be able to stand on it, Lord, no matter what today looks like. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker. We thank you for the word of God that will go forth. We thank you, Lord, that you have already increased her in Jesus' name. And, Father, that you will continue to show favor and rain down your spirit upon her. Father, we thank and praise you for this day. Now we bind Satan in Jesus' name and all his cohorts that this call will go forth with clarity, unhindered, uninterrupted by any outside force. And I thank you, Lord, because yesterday I didn't think I was going to be able to be on the call because of the location from where I was. But I thank you, Lord, that you kept me safe as I was traveling and that you got me to a place where I am getting full reception. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory in your precious name. Amen. LaShawn, I'm turning the call over to you. I love you, my TMC family, and may God bless you as you go out in peace today to love and serve the Lord.
Amen. Good morning. Can you hear me, Sister Ella?
Yes, I can, loud and clear.
Amen. Good morning, TMC family. Welcome again to the Massive Morning Call. The Massive Morning Call was founded by Dr. K and Dr. Vanessa, October 25th, 2010, and we are coming up with a wonderful anniversary of this call. So when you call, we know that you are going to get seated and spiritually blessed through TMC. Now, we have a call every single day, Monday through Friday. And if you still need to hear the word, you can always call on Saturday and Sunday and listen to the replay by going to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that website where you can find all our information and archived messages since inception of this call is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And again, spread the word. Let your friends on Facebook know. Let your followers on Twitter know. Put it on Stumbled Upon. Let the world know about the Master's Morning Call. Now, if you want to hear the recent message, like today, or if you call in tomorrow or what have you, all you have to do is dial area code 712-432-1085 and use the same access code, which is 957-672. 7 pounds. Now, this mighty woman of God that is coming before us, one of our founders, she is amazing. She is known to us as our Mother Eagle. She gives us so much inspiration, strength, and hope through her word, through her message, just for her being the person that she is. I tell you, Master's Core family, you are in for a humongous treat. Every time she comes on a line, somebody is spiritually moved. And that is basically what this call is about, to empower, enrich, and enhance believers before they start their day. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce to some and bring to others Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there? Good morning, Dr. Weatherspoon.
Good morning, good morning.
Yes, I'm here, but this morning our other co-founder, I pinched hit for her yesterday. Sorry about the change, LaShawn. And we are going to bring the ambassador, the powerful woman of God who hails from Colorado Springs, the co-founder of this call this morning. We'll be blessed to hear from none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts. The floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. God is good. Thank you so very much, LaShawn and Willa and Dr. Vanessa. God is such an awesome God. He deserves all of the glory. This is the Master's Call, and God does what he wants to do when he wants to do it. And so you all, I am so grateful for each and every one of you and what you have done here on this call to lift up the name of Jesus. And so this morning as I'm coming, I have several testimonies. So I'm going to be the testimony for this morning. And if we have any other testimonies that were lined up, we're going to work them in between the testimony that I'm giving this morning for several reasons. The Bible says that when you see the light, you walk therein. It also says that God is a God of love. God is a God who really looks low, sits high and looks low. He's a God who has eyes in every place, beholding the evil and the good. He's a God who wants us as his family to live together in humility. He said to me this week that humility is the avenue to me. The humility is the avenue to unity. And so, and that humility was and is the avenue to atonement at one minute with the Lord. And so I come this morning to share with you a message and to share with you in the words of a testimony my life, the life of your ambassador for one week of P.K. Roberts, P.K. Roberts in 1 week. It does not matter who you are and what your position is and what your title is and what your accomplishments are in life. When we forget that we are the created and not the creator, we get in serious, serious trouble, deadly trouble. And last Tuesday, I forgot. I regurgitated verbally on people who love me. Just, I mean, when you tell somebody that you're going to give somebody the piece of your mind, you give P-E-A-C-E of your mind away if indeed you know God in any way. So I gave these folk a piece of my mind. And it reminded me of time has gone on and gone by, and God has just really dealt with me in so many different ways, you all. It's amazing. It feels, you're talking about a September to remember. This is a September for Dr. P.K. Roberts to remember for Pecola, Fleming, Roberts, for Monticello, Mississippi, to remember. And I remembered, and God, oh, God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. So after I told these folk a piece of my mind and let them know that what they were doing was not what I thought should be done, I got seriously ill Tuesday, and I had diarrhea. I'm supposedly on vacation. I got diarrhea. We were supposed to go to Martha's Vineyard. I don't believe that the Lord punished the whole trip for me, but he knew how important it was for me to go to Martha's Vineyard, where the weather came up on the sea. On the ocean, and we were unable to go over to Martha's Vineyard, and we could not change it anyway, shape, form, nor fashion, so we couldn't go. I took Noni, I took Lviv, because those were only two that I really could bring in. I took whatever I had, Green 29, I had Green 29, and I also had some 369. And so I took those products, and it was like I hadn't taken anything. And I've used those products now, you all, for 4 years and 5 coming up in December. And I know that these products absolutely work. So I said, oh, my God, I am in trouble. So you got to understand, I'm on this trip of my life. And I got diarrhea, I'm nauseated, I'm dizzy, I'm sick, I'm for real sick. And then everybody is just having a good time, and I'm just kind of sitting back saying, Lord, what in the world is wrong? If you really want to know what is wrong in your life and what is preventing you from going forth, if you stop and ask God, he will speak to you. And you all, I'm sorry to say that, you know, most of us, we want the control. We are controllers. We want to be in control. We want to be driving the car instead of being the master. I mean, being on the passenger side. We want to be the master instead of the creator. Created. We want to be the creator. We don't want to sit back and listen. Ooh, God. God told me I'm calling you to a place to listen. You don't listen because the television is going. You don't listen because your computer is going all the time. He called me now to, this week, a point of blackout. He says, if it's not being used for ministry, I don't want it on. Don't turn your telephone on. I had to go. I mean, this didn't just start. He called. Get off that phone. You own it too much. Get off the computer. This is your time to listen to me. Call me to a place of listening. Turn the TV off. Oh, God, turn the TV off. I want to. I remember you all. I mean, Pastor Vanessa can tell you. She said, are you looking at the Today Show? No. Are you looking? Girl, you better turn that thing on. The tsunami is sweeping through. And we got to pray for those folk over there. I don't look at TV. I didn't look at TV. Now I'm here at the point talking about, ooh, I don't know how I'm going to make it a week without TV. Oh, God, I was on a spiritual, a down spiral, and I didn't even know it. Just almost to the point of death and didn't know it. To the point of death. And God knows that. We have no right. I don't care who you are. You have no right. These children, these people God give us to work with, to live with, to work with, to play with, to this company, you know, we have no right, no matter how bad we think things are and people are, to just hurt them up, cut them up, and spit them out. We don't have that right. God has given us a heart of love when we say that we are saved. And when you get to the point where you are not acting saved and representing God, you need to move over and get out of the way. And so, you all, for a week, I was sick. I was so sick one night, I called for the folks. I called 911 and told them to send me somebody up. I didn't want to go to the hospital, but come and check my blood pressure. Come check my blood pressure. My blood pressure was 122 over 82, y'all. For a 58, 9, 60, however old I am, woman, it is, that is extremely good, you know. I said, oh, God, this is definitely from you. Okay, just let me know what is going on and how you want me to do this. And so the Lord let me know what is going on in my life. And sometimes we get to the point where we are so angry. Anger can be positive and it can be absolutely detrimental to you. And so I was just angry, angry at God, angry at just life itself, angry because things weren't going the way I thought they should go, angry, angry. And I thank God this morning. Can anybody hear me out there?
Yes, Dr. PK, we hear you loud and clear with this powerful testimony.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure that you hear me.
Amen.
That God doesn't want us to, he doesn't want us to be in a place of hurt and pain. You know why? Hurt people hurt people. And that was a book that I read when I was going to seminary, and I'm not saying that so that you will know that I went. You already know that. But it just came out that way. See, I got to stop identifying myself with all of the things that have gotten me to where I am. There's a book that God allowed me to read one day by Henry Nouwen, and the name of the book is Hurt People, Hurt People. And when you are hurting and you are bleeding all over the place, one day, you need to know that you can hurt folk and you can hurt them up bad. You all, I'm looking for my glasses because I got something that I really want to read to you that helped me get from where I was to where I am. Somebody ought to ask me, how you doing today? Oh, glory to God, and I'll tell you, I'm super fantastic. The weekend was so phenomenal because I got to the place of recognizing that I was out of place with God and seeking to be and seeking to do and seeking to validate myself and seeking to be all that I thought I ought to be. And God was saying, you don't know what you are to be right now because you have not seriously sought me. And you've got to seriously seek me to know where I want you to go right now. And I said, oh, God, help me, Jesus. This was my devotion. Tammy, do we have anybody in the queue? My devotion was, walk with me in the freedom of forgiveness. The path we follow together is sometimes steep and slippery. If you carry a burden of guilt on your back, you are more likely to stumble and fall. At your request, I will remove when you ask me, said the Lord. I will remove the heavy load from you and bury it at the foot of the cross. When you ask me, when I unburden you, you are undeniably free. Stand up straight and tall in my presence so that no one can place more burdens on your back. Look into my face and feel the warmth of my love light shining upon you. It is this unconditional love that frees you from both tears and sin. Spend time basking in the light of my presence. As you come to know me more and more intimately, you grow increasingly free. On Sunday, you all, and I heard Willa talking about her children. On Sunday, all of my children were at church, and that is extremely difficult for my daughter because every time she comes to church, she looks for her father in the deacon's corner and up at the offering table and all over the place, children's church, which we are struggling with the children now. I said, God, I want all my children in church on Sunday. And I called them and I told them I want them all there with my grandbabies. And they came. And little did I know that God was going to send us a guest preacher in the house. And after he preached and ministered so, my son brought his family up and all of them joined the church. September to remember? Oh, yes. And Sunday was my son's 36th birthday, September the 23rd, September to remember. Well, it was already one that I would remember anyway because I gave birth to him, but now it's going to be even a more powerful one. Give God the glory. I do. I praise him. On September to remember, the Lord said to me yesterday, I am going to deal with you in such a way that you will be a stranger to yourself. And I said, Lord, what do you mean by that? He says, things that you thought you should do and things that you want to do, things that you would never have done, in the future you will say, Lord, what happened to me? It's because God wants to take us from where we are to where he wants us to be, and we won't know what that is unless we go down in prayer. And so I must confess to you, I have always been a prayer warrior since I got saved, since I received Jesus. I prayed and fasted. I prayed and fasted. I fasted up to 40 days on just liquids. I prayed in the church, just go and stay in the church. But after David died, I didn't want to pray. I didn't want to. I just prayed because I knew I was supposed to. And it's like eating and you don't want to eat. It's like, I can't hardly explain to you what it's like, but it's not good. And God is good. He is good. He said, oh, taste and see. Well, I wasn't really tasting him. I was just doing ritualistic stuff. And when God is really, really in your life, when God would not allow Satan to pluck me out of his hands, he wanted me to know that you belong to me and I love you. And so I hear all of these testimonies, and I thank God. I thank God for Platinum President Dorothy Cook and the call that she has now, something that we have tried to incorporate. But you can't be all things to everybody. You can't, you know. The master's call is for the master. It's not about Pastor Vanessa and I. I listened this morning as we were coming on. Our names were mentioned 10 times. It ain't about us. If you don't know by now that we started the call, hey, it's all about the master. It's really about what he does. And so, and what he's doing. Stop giving us all the any accolades. You can talk, send it to us in a text or something later on after I'm out of blackout. It's not about us. Y'all, we are living in such a critical time right now. People are dying. They're dying physically. They're dying. It's first in the natural and then in the spiritual. People are dying because they need to hear words that is going to save them and sanctify them and fill them with the Holy Ghost. People are dying because they need to hear words that these artist products will absolutely come in and make them healthy. I look at these obese children. Children are so obese. Our children are sick. They aren't going to live long because they are too fat. And nobody want to stop and tell them. And then the self-esteem so down low because they don't want to look at themselves. So they fight. They're violent. They're angry. So my testimony today is I'm free. I'm sorry, Dr. Vanessa. I apologize to you. I'm sorry, Willa. Benita, I love you. Your name is beautiful. I'm sorry, Robin. I'm sorry. My daddy said, when you mess up in public, you fix it in public. God is the same kind of God. He'll fix it. He is not going to allow you to just do what you want if you really want him. I'm sorry, Tammy. I love you. I'm sorry, Tiffany. I love you. I'm sorry, LaShawn. Thank you for loving me. Thank you. And thank you all for keeping this call going. That's my testimony. I'm glad we have a master's call, one whereby we put the master first and that we pray. I mean, we just need to pray. We just need to pray. Pray. If we pray for 30 minutes every single morning and pray, pray under the anointing of God, I believe that the shackles are going to be broken over this company. And pray, pray. I believe that the shackles are going to be broken over the minds of the people so that they can receive the word of God. Pray, pray. We don't need to do a lot of talking. We need to pray. Every now and then we need some instructions and to hear what God has done and hear what God has done in our lives. This is nothing but a demonstration, I believe, of what God would have done. And I thank God today. I feel so humbled that he would not only call me but choose me. Many are called, very few are chosen. And I thank him that he has chosen me. And he chastised those who we love. I'm sorry, Dorothy Cook, if I've ever said or done anything against you. Marie Preston, I love you. We just got to stop playing games. We've got to know that we're in a serious place in life. God has positioned us to go out and do great things. We don't have time to play. Time is too short. God is calling us to a place where we need to open our hearts and minds and know that God is really an awesome God. He is who he, but he wants, he needs us. He needs our hands. He wants us to allow him to do what he wants to do through us. Tammy, who's in the queue?
This is Dr. Vanessa. I'm actually doing the voice today for Tammy, and you know I love you. This word was awesome. This testimony, we embrace each other, and love, love is what is really transcended through this call. No one's in queue because I think they were all just receiving, sitting at the feet and receiving your awesome testimony this morning. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. I'm honored to walk alongside you. And true love, 1 Corinthians 13, sustains all. So thank you, thank you, thank you this morning for that awesome word. We are right at the close. Is there anything else you wanted to close out with, Dr. PK, before we have our closing prayer?
I just want to say thank you. I just want to say to you guys, thank you, God. Thank you for freedom.
Yes.
Thank you for humility. Thank you for humility. Dr. Vanessa has been on a ride in life, been on a journey, a season that has been absolutely, Lord have mercy, life-changing. When you are your daddy, your earthly father's baby girl, and they leave you here, it puts you in a whole different place.
Yes.
Especially when your mother was left behind. And I went through that in 78 with my father leaving and having to care for my mother for about 20 years in different stages and places and that sort of thing. So it's a different place. It's a different place. And so I thank God for her and thank God for how the Lord has worked in their lives. And you all on next Monday, Dr. Vanessa is going to be coming to bring us the word of God. On this week, being that I took today and gave my message, gave a message that I believe that the Lord would have us to have just through my testimony. On Thursday, we'll have testimony Thursday. And I'll finish out this week. And after this week, then I will be coming on once or twice whenever Dr. Vanessa and the team would have designated for me to come on, because the Lord is calling me. He's calling me to another place in Him, and it's a place of listening so that I can provide good sound advice and good sound counsel to the artist family. It is because of the call to be ambassador and me studying what that truly means. It's more than a name, and it puts a real clarity in my mind about what it is that God is calling me to do, and that when Papa allowed God to use him to call me to that position, he was really surprised about all the way it came down. I could just see it on his face. I just saw God move it. And so God has something that he wants to do with that, which has never happened in this company before. And he says, I'm getting ready to do new things, not only with the company, not only in your life, but in the lives of all who will truly shed the old and get ready to walk in the new. And you cannot walk in the new with old stuff hanging on you. God bless you. I love you, and I appreciate you. Sister Willa, come on and close us out. Let me pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you and I give you the praise today. And I magnify your name today, God, because you are good. You are awesome, and I love you so much. And so, God, this morning, as the TMC family come together, as the TMC family come together, we came together under the Artists International, but we really come together because you are calling your children together, and those who are like-minded and with the same purpose and working in humility, unity, and at one man under your blood of Jesus, you are calling us so that we can be lights in the east. Glory, thank you. Hey, in this world of darkness, you are calling us because you want a light. You want a light that sitteth on the hill that will not be hidden. You want a light that will exhume and illuminate and illuminate what you are about. You want a light, and you are calling us to be lights. Hey, to call, you're calling us to cry, open our mouths and cry loud. It's no time for us to be sitting back thinking. It's time for us, God, to move out and do that which you have given us to eat. Glory, do in your name. We thank you, and we bless your name now. And God, I ask that you bless every listener on this call this morning, and that your anointing go forth and be great in Jesus' name through us as we go out this day proclaiming your name in the marketplace. Wherever we go, we are proclaiming your name with the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we look, the way we act. We are proclaiming your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. Dr. Vanessa, I know you know the numbers, so if you could just give the numbers to the replay, then we can close.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for blessing our souls today, for your heartfelt testimony. It was received with the same love you gave it out, and even back a hundredfold. The replay number for this awesome testimony is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and it's the same PIN number you dialed in on, the 957-677-POUND. And for those who'd like to join the morning motivational call with Dorothy Cook, that number is 605-475-4700, 605-475-4700, and the new PIN number is 476-895-POUND, 476-895-POUND. We've already had our benediction. We thank God for that rich testimony today. Go out today from this master's call and be his minister in the marketplace, because we are better together. Love each and every one of you. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Pastor Vanessa.
Yes, ma'am.
Could you go right on and pray on the other call right quick? I just need to love up on my children.